Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast in uno, dos, tres galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves. And we are coming to you live today. Ladies and gentlemen, today is Thursday, April the 11th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you? Come on in. Today, ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to talk about something very exciting, very fun for you today. I am going to tell you why you should never jump on it. You should never jump on a trend unless you are in the top 1% of jumping on the trend. But for the most part, ladies and gentlemen, don't jump on trends, okay? Because you will get yourself into a world of trouble, or there will be no money for you left at the end of the hotness, okay? And now I am going to talk to you today about truck driving. It's something I know. It is something I am very familiar with. I remember during COVID. Now, for a lot of you, you were sitting around your house watching Shark Tank or Joe Exotic, things of that nature. Most people were stuck in the house. A lot of people were stuck in the house. Some people were out and about. I was one of those people out and about. My wife the other day, she said, man, you remember COVID, blah, blah, blah. I said, not me. I was going to work every day. I was driving over here, driving over there, picking up toilet paper, picking up beer, picking up soap, picking up everything. You know, I was out every day, out and about. I come home. Yeah, my wife was kind of bored. But anyway, the point of all that is to say, I remember at some point during that whole year, all of a sudden, you start seeing more and more people buying trucks, more and more people claiming they're truck drivers all of a sudden, more and more people on the internet, on YouTube, on TikTok, on this one, on that one. Hey, get in the truck driving, blah, 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 blah. And I thought to myself, they just don't know, you know? I have been driving since the early 2000s. If they would have asked me, I would have told them, don't do it. It's a fad. Trucking goes up, trucking goes down. Trucking goes up, trucking goes down. Now, if you want to get into truck driving, by all means, I guess, would I buy a truck? Absolutely not. Would I stay in truck driving long? If I was you, if I could go back, I would never do it. But I got in it. It was good for me, because I was a single man at the time. I had nothing going on where I grew up. And so I got into truck driving, and it is what it is. But for you, I'm telling you, from me to you, if you want to buy a truck right now, don't do it. If you ever want to buy a truck, don't do it. Unless you have money to buy three or two, I would not do it. And I heard this joke from a great wrestling manager. He applied it to the wrestling business. He said, what's the best way to make $5 million in the wrestling business? Start off with 10. What's the best way to make $2 million in the trucking business? Start off with 4 million, okay? I'm just telling you, the trend. Whenever I saw that, I already knew. I said, it won't be long. It'll bottom out. Fast forward to 2024, you see more people now. Oh, man, this trucking company's shutting down. These owner-operators are turning into trucks. The freight is low. The freight is bad. The rates are bad. The rates are terrible. Oh, man, people got to stop taking all these bad rates. People got to stop working with this company, that company. They suck. Whenever you jump on a trend, whenever you see a bunch of people doing it, don't don't. It's like seeing a fire, seeing a house on fire, and you run into the building when they already gotten out everybody. You're going to be the last one, and you're going to inhale all the smoke. And unfortunately for you, in this case, in this instance, we're talking business, you're going to die, okay? Your business is going to die. You know, there's a growing, I see a lot of people. My wife sent me a thing one day. They was talking CMOS. CMOS, CMOS, CMOS. CMOS is all the rage. CMOS is all the craze. Can you imagine? You come 2025, here you go. You say, hey, I'm about to fire up the CMOS business. It's already been done. Now, if you have a passion for it, you know, because we all know, there are plenty of drinks. There are plenty of, you know, health bars. There are plenty of snack bars, plenty of food. But people come up with a product every day. But you know why they come up with a product? They have an idea. They know how to, they want to market it. They tell a great story. You know, I'm talking about stuff that I know for a fact is just like, this ain't going to work. And buying a truck, it's fashionable for a minute, but then it always goes up. It always goes down. It always goes up. It always goes down. People have to buy food. So if you have a food product that you want to promote, you want to sell, you want to tell a story, your grandma came up with this recipe and blah, 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 and you have a great story, you market it great, and you make a boatload of money, congratulations. Everybody needs to buy food. But if you're one of these people who see, oh, man, this is the hot trend, and you see a bunch of people doing it, it ain't for you. Don't do it. Do not do it. Figure out what you want to do. Figure out, you know, it doesn't have to be something that you, quote, unquote, passionate about. You know, a lot of people say run, chase after your passion. I was never passionate about truck driving. Never. I liked it. I fell in like with it. Never fell in love with it. Never. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was nice. Had a nice time. Never fell in love. Never was my passion. I never woke up. I didn't wake up when I was 6 years old and said, God, diesel is running through my veins. No, it never happened, okay? I said, I need a job. It's something I think I can do. I started it. I got pretty good at it. I did it. And that was that. It wasn't like something like, ooh, everybody's buying. I didn't seek out to buy a truck. You know, I didn't buy a truck for a long time. I didn't seek out to buy a truck. I just wanted to learn how to drive. I drove. And you know, another mistake that people make is, you know, you buy the one truck, you know, and if you want to make money, buying one truck, one trailer, and you driving in it, you're gonna make a nice living. You're gonna make a decent living, but you're never gonna get like, hey, I can quit this job tomorrow. Because if you're not driving the truck, then you're not making any money. That you're just buying yourself a self-employed job, which is cool if that's what you want to do. A lot of times, a lot of you people, a lot of you young people, a lot of the youth of the day, they want to, you know, sort of work 3 hours a week or something like that. Spend more time with their kid. You know something, you know, one of the biggest, you know, not to get off on the subject, but you know, one of the biggest scams that people try to tell you online, you know, they always talk about how they want to spend more time with their kids. Wouldn't you just like to hook up a camera to all these people's houses who are like, I had to get out of the rat race. I wanted to spend more time with my kids, you know, and they probably don't spend that much time with their kids, you know. It's amazing what people are saying sometimes, you know. I remember once, not to go off on a tangent, but this is part of the part of the hypocrisy of the world. Okay. I remember one time I worked evenings. I worked at the prison. I worked at a prison way back in the day. Worked at this prison. And I remember I was working 3:30 to 11:30 every day. Tuesday through Saturday. It was pretty cool. You know, I was like 22 at the time, so I didn't mind 23. I didn't mind working them hours, you know. And I remember this lady, she was might have been a couple years older than me, probably about the same age, but you know, she was boo-hooing and crying. Oh, I can't spend no time with my kids. I see much. And she was off on Mondays and Tuesdays. So, you know, your kids go to, you wake your kids up. You see them before they go to school. They get off the bus at 3 o'clock and then you spend two evenings with them. You go to work, you wake up in the morning on the weekends, they're there. You go to work. Okay. They're asleep when you get back, but you wake up in the morning, you know, and you spend the morning and the afternoon with them. But according to her, that wasn't enough. And I thought to myself, this lady's full of BS, you know, because before I had a baby, I would hear these people, and you would think that having a kid was like the biggest, you know, oh my God, these kids are all on me, blah, 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 blah. Now I will say this. I love my daughter. I love spending time with my daughter. Every now and then, you know, she flips out. She has moments, but she's two. And I always think to myself, you know, I think to myself, and let me go tag my wife. Tag, you're in. And every now and then she has the same reaction. But you just need a little break, you know. I don't need to be like, let me go away for five. I need to get away from my child for 5 days, you know. Never. Well, when I'm not working, if I travel, the child comes with me. It's just the way it is. I like her, you know. Like spending time with her, like hanging out with her. Because I already know when she's going to get older, she's going to get a certain age, she's going to be like, man, this guy is not cool. I don't want to be around this joker. Hopefully she won't be like that, but no. I mean, they become teenagers. They're like, hey. And I'll be definitely a little older, but you know, you know, when my child graduates high school, I'll be turning 60. So boom goes the dynamite. There you go. But I say all that to say, trends are very, you have to watch the trends. If you see a lot of people doing this, a lot of people doing that. Now, I know on this show we talk about, you know, affiliate marketing, we talk about multi-level marketing, and a lot of people do jump into those things. But the difference with that and the difference with, let's say, jumping in and buying a truck, the difference is there are going to be a lot of people who jump in, and a lot of people jumping in everything. But I'm just telling you, the way they promote the trucking, the way they promote the how much money you can make, it's a flat out lie, you know. With the multi-level marketing, affiliate marketing, you know, starting an online business, you know, start any business, you know that there's a fact that you might not make it. You know there's competition. You know what you need to do. You know there's a way to go about and do it, you know. With truck driving, you see people buying trucks and you're like, now what? You know, you got to pay for the tires. You got to do this. You got to do that. So always be mindful of whenever somebody is talking to you about trends, whenever somebody's telling you to jump into this, jump into that, always keep one eye open. Keep one eye open on them. You know, study the thing for yourself. See if it's something you want to do. Don't follow things just for money purposes, you know. If there's something that you always say, hey, I always wanted to try that. I always wanted to do this. I always wanted to do that. I always wanted to start a YouTube channel. Start a YouTube channel. Don't start a YouTube channel because, man, you know what? Man, I've been thinking I've heard you can get, you know, become a super millionaire off YouTube. Most of us are not going to become millionaires having a YouTube channel. I'm definitely not. I use YouTube to upload the podcast. It's cool. You know, I hope I get more, you know, I plan on getting more subscribers, more followers. All that stuff is good, but I don't expect to have 100 million YouTube subscribers. Like, the WWE or, you know, Mr. Beast or, you know, one of these type of people, you know, I don't expect to have 10 million people, you know. You know, you just have to be realistic, you know. And whenever you want to start something, I'm going to tell you like this. If you want to start a trucking company, if you want to get into the world of trucking, have something, you know, tie on something into the trucking. You know, whether you write a book, you do affiliate marketing, you start a YouTube channel, you know, have something that can help the income out. You know, whenever you want to create a business, whenever you want to create a strategy, always be thinking, you know, step one, step two, step three, step four, you know, always be thinking how much more, what can I get? It's like whenever you take people to a website, they buy one product. You always, you know, I don't know if you've ever bought a product online, but you buy a product, let's say you buy a book from somebody, you buy a book, they normally say, hey, before you go, because the best time to hit somebody up is when they're already buying something. It's just like when I used to go to Foot Locker and buy shoes. You know, I would go to Foot Locker and they would pull out the spray. I would buy the white Reeboks way back. And they would say, hey, you want to get the spray? And I'd say, hey, why not? Throw that in there. They're like, what about some shoelaces? Socks, eh, why not? Throw that in there, you know. Best time to get another sale is after you already got the first sale from somebody, okay? So be mindful of that. And be thinking about that whenever you are wanting to start, you know, I'm telling you, if you see it's just like people all of a sudden they want to be in the stock market. You could be in the stock market, but I would not, and I talked about this before on the show, I would not take financial advice from people on YouTube. I would not, if all of a sudden you see somebody and they're like, hey man, I just got into the stock market. Hey man, I've just started doing sports gambling. I would not take their advice. You know, do your own research, you know? Yeah, of course, we all should be in the stock market. We all should try to, you know, figure out, hey, how can I make my money work for me? You know, that is the best idea that any of us can do, you know. Whether you own a business, whether you have some money into real estate, whether you have some money into another company, you know. It's nice to say, hey, you know, you waking up and you have one stream of income that you don't have to focus on every day like a job. You know, you want to actually be like, oh, I made, you know, $1,000 this month off this. Great. You know, that's excellent. And that is one of the goals that you want to strive for. So that's why I tell people, you know, I know it was trendy for a while. Hey man, get in a truck, buy a truck and blah, 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 blah. No, 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 no. Figure out how can I make money in this industry without having to be in the industry 24/7. You want to work hard. I'm not saying that, but because things are going to happen, just like if you get in the truck driving, freight's going to get low. Freight's going to get slow, you know. In January, it's dead. January is a bad time. So if you are, you know, having books, you know, you created a course, something like that, something to have a backup plan. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, don't, I've seen enough people they're trying to promote truck driving courses. I would not buy from any of them people, but I'm saying you, if you're legit and you're actually in the truck and you're actually doing a business, I would, look into that kind of stuff. You know, you always want to be building on top of the business, on top of the thing that you are doing, you know. That's the whole point of this episode. I know we talked about truck driving and don't get into it, but the whole point of this episode is to say, hey, you get into something, always be thinking about what else can I do? You know, what else can I do? How else can I create some money? You know, speaking engagements, a course, anything, you know, always be thinking about what's next. Always be thinking about how can I add, you know, how can I add on? How can I add on? How can I put on? Because the worst thing you can do is, I'm telling you, just have one thing and then you're relying on that. It's like having one job. You know, you want to have a job, but, you know, if you have a job, that's cool. But you want to figure out, how can I make a little extra money on the side? Because you never know when those jobs are going to freak out. And you don't want to be this is the main thing. This is the whole point of this episode. You don't want to be tied. You don't want to have to be dependent on a job. You don't want to have to be dependent on a place to give you money so you can pay your bills, give you money so you can feed your family. Because then if they do something you don't like and you're like, what the f-? You have to go to work, and that sucks. Trust me, it sucks. I know that feeling. And it's like, oh. And I remember when I was young and I would, saving money was hard, you know? And it was just like, this sucks. And then I remember I started saving some money, and, you know, I started having like a couple $1,000s in the bank, $3,000 in the bank, $4,000 in the bank. And it's like, all right, you know what? I ain't got to put up with this shit. You know, if I don't feel like going to work today, I can miss a day. I got money. I got a backup plan. You know, I got an emergency savings, you know, and that's the thing you want the most, because the better you're financially stable, the more ability you have to think, the more ability you have to create, the less stress you have in life, the happier you'll be, you know. And it's, money's not everything. Of course, we all know that. I know a lot of people say, money's important. Don't get me wrong, you know. It's better to have more of it than none of it, you know. A lot of people say, I don't need money, blah, blah, blah. Hey, listen, I got a pool in my backyard. I need money, you know. Pool chemicals ain't cheap, okay? But I'm happy to have the pool. I'm blessed to have the pool. And what do to keep the pool? Hey, got to make the extra cash, you know. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, but don't jump on trends just to jump on trends. If it's something you like, something you thought about, something that you might want to do, look into it. You know, if it's cold, it's just like right now, trucking is cold. If you ever thought about trucking, if you really have thought about trucking, and you're like, hey, it's something I want to do, get into it. Doesn't matter what time, hot, cold. But if you're one of these people who never thought about it, and all of a sudden they say, hey man, bruh, buy your box truck, bruh. This is the way to go, bruh. It ain't for you, okay? So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, just because it's trendy, don't mean it's hot. Don't mean it's for you, okay? My name is Tony Rizzano. We will be back tomorrow with an all-new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, I appreciate you for listening. Share this with a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about the best podcast in the galaxy. And we'll be back tomorrow with an all-new episode. But until then, God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.